Kapanke says Medicaid's complicated one-size-fits-all approach does not offer efficiency or cost-effectiveness for clients or the state. He says the state could lower costs and increase choice for clients. Kapanke is proposing health opportunity accounts, similar to the health savings accounts proposed by the Bush administration.
The sooner that a client can connect the dots between the procedure that they may receive and the dollars it costs, and it's their money, the better the decision-making process is. This health opportunity account would put money in their account. They'd have control over it. They'd have some options available more than now. And again, when we're spending our own money, we seem to be a little bit more selective in the ways that we spend it.
Kapanke says clients would have some control over any money left over after leaving Medicaid. Kapanke also wants to address the low medical reimbursement rates that prevent doctors and dentists from taking on additional Medicaid patients. He says raising reimbursement rates will limit the cost shifting that puts an estimated $550 million burden on privately insured Wisconsinites yearly. Kapanke says it remains to be determined how the program would be financed. Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.